raise your vibration instantly. 8 things you must let go of.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. And today, oh yes, we are soaring high. Like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. We are absolutely thrilled because January 1st is coming up. We're going to go live on January 1st. We're giving away an entire year of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching to one of our subscribers on YouTube. So be sure and subscribe and click the bell icon. Okay, here we go. Think about this. Your vibration is everything. Everything that you attract, everything that you manifest, everything that you are is an aspect of your vibration. In other words, everything that comes out in your life comes out of your vibration. So if you want good things coming out in your life like love and happiness and joy and prosperity and abundance, then it's absolutely essential that your vibration be as high as possible. Now, there are 5 basic emotions that are extremely low. And these low vibrations hold you back. They trap you. They entrap you. And thus, you are unable to manifest the life that you truly desire, especially if it's a relationship. So one of them is shame. Shame is extremely low. Another one is guilt. Another one is grief. Now, it's normal to have some grieving for a period of time if you lose someone, but continuous grief that goes on and on and on and never has an end, that's an extremely low vibrational base to live from. The next is fear, and of course, hatred and revenge. So those are all very, very negative low vibrations. And if you have any of them, you can understand why perhaps you're not manifesting the way you absolutely are capable of manifesting, the way you were called to manifest. You were called to greatness. You were called to wonder. But when you're trapped in shame, guilt, grief, fear, hatred, revenge, well, they hold you back. They keep you in a bear trap, and you're unable to escape. There is one key that will help you, and it's the first key. You must absolutely learn forgiveness. And you're saying, well, Robert, why should I forgive them when they did bad things to me? I understand. They've done terrible things to you. Look, I've had people in my own family do horrendous things to me, but I have to forgive them because if I don't, I keep myself in that bear trap, in those lower vibrations. And by the way, those lower vibrations can be tested. We can test and see how much of those lower vibrations you have in your energy field. So when you have a significant amount, you're holding yourself back. Failing to forgive keeps you trapped. One of the things that I found was being grateful for all the wonderful things in my life. And even if people have hurt me and they've come against me based on their vibrations and their negative beliefs and their doubts and fears and their grief and their greed, even if they've done all that, It's my decision and my choice to forgive. I didn't say I'm necessarily condoning. Understand that. I'm not condoning. But forgive and move on with your life. If you choose to be a victim, then you will stay where you are at forever. Remember the prayer of St. Francis. Make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. Where there's sadness, joy. Grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand. Oh, that's the big one. Look at, my grandma used to tell me that. It's not so much important that they understand you. It is important that you understand them. Understand that they're operating from a negative belief, from a limiting belief, from greed, from doubt, from fear, from shame. And accept that and forgive them and move on. You know, I urge each and every one of you to print a copy of the prayer of St. Francis. If you really want to know how to raise your vibration, print this prayer and memorize it. Don't just read it a couple times and say, oh yeah, I've heard that before, that's cute. Memorize it and memorize what it really means. Let go of your limiting beliefs about yourself and your situation. You may be in a terrible situation. You may have been betrayed by the love of your life. But you have greatness within you. You have beauty within you. You have power within you. And you have the ability to soar high like a beautiful eagle over all the obstacles that have been thrown to you. Because you're going to choose to learn to accept what people do. You're not liking it, you're not condoning it, but you accept it and you forgive. The next thing you need to do to raise your vibrations instantly is to let go of your labels, the labels that you have given yourself. Ask yourself when you give yourself a label, well, I'm too fat. I'll never find anybody. I'm not smart enough. I'll never get that job. There's a lot of powerful people in the world than me that are going to get that job. Whatever it is, I don't have the time to build a business. It takes money to make money. I don't have any money. Our family has always been poor. These are all labels. Ask yourself this one question. Here it is. Do you want this to be true?
Well, no, Robert, I don't want it to be true, but it is true.
No, it's true because you say it's true, Phil. You say that it's true, but it doesn't have to be true. Do you understand that? In other words, it's a belief that it's true. So you're going to have to let go. Oh, take a deep breath right now. Oh, yeah, let go of those labels. I am who I say I am. I am who I believe I am. I am choosing to raise myself to my highest personal potential. Number three is let go of negative thinking. I know it's a trap. It's a habit. You're always thinking negative, and just when things are going great, something happens and you go right back to that negative thinking again, and it's filled with doubt and cynicism. I know what they're really up to. I know what they're trying to do. It's cynical thinking. It's doubtful thinking. It's fearful thinking. It's negative thinking.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number four, you are what you eat. The food that you eat today becomes part of you tomorrow. You literally are a collection of the things that you have eaten. So if you're going into a place and the people are there eating as fast as they can, it's a negative environment, they're buying it only because it's dirt cheap, they don't want to be there either. First off, you're partaking in that negative environment, but secondly, you're probably eating toxic foods. Give up the GMOs completely. Give up the packaged foods to the best of your ability, and if you must eat a packaged food, please read the label. Give up refined flour and refined sugar. Give up farm animals, farmed fish, farmed chicken, farmed anything. In other words, your animals should be literally eating off the land, eating natural grasses. The chickens are eating worms and bugs and all that kind of stuff. That's what chickens eat, okay? We don't want to eat chickens that have had their beaks trimmed so they can fit more of them in a cage, and they're fed this hormonal pellet that is created by big corporations designed to fatten the chicken up and fatten you up as well. I know Thanksgiving is expensive all by itself. Turkeys aren't cheap. And if you get a non-GMO, non-hormonal turkey for Thanksgiving, it's going to cost you a few bucks. But hey, how important is your vibration? How important is your life? How important is your energy field? How important are your goals and dreams? Let go of shallow breathing. Oh, come on now. Let's do this. In through the nose. Hold it out through the mouth. Throughout the day, remind yourself. I have an app on my watch that every now and then will remind me to take a deep breath. But get into the habit of putting more oxygen into your bloodstream by breathing deep in through your nose and out through your mouth. Also, when you breathe in through your nose, you're increasing the nitric oxide in your body, and that can only be good because it's dilating your blood vessels and lowering your blood pressure and helping everything to run more smoothly. It kind of gives you a pump at the same time. Next on our list, you have to, and I know this is difficult, you have to let go of vampiric negative people. People that are just negative. People that refuse to improve their life, to take their life to the next level. You know, I have a dear friend, and I love him with all my heart. There's not a day that goes by that I don't send him good energy. And he's homeless. And we tried, Rachel and I tried to help him. And we said, well, okay, you want to live in your van, you can park it alongside of our house, then you can come in, eat with us, that you got your own privacy, you can use the shower. He went about 6 or 7 days without a shower or a bath. And I said, come on in, why don't you take a shower and then we'll go have dinner. And he says, what's this deal with always taking a shower? And I said, well, honestly, you smell, okay? And what had happened is he had adjusted his life to a very low standard. And it did not include using an indoor restroom. It did not include showering and shaving on a regular basis. And it did not include eating good, healthy foods. But it did include ample portions of beer and alcohol whenever you could get your hands on it. And it hurt me. It still hurts. There's not a day that goes by that it doesn't hurt. But I had to say, look, I'm going to have to let you go. You're going to have to go back home. And it doesn't mean I don't love you. It's just that I'm not seeing anything coming out of you that shows that you really want to change your life. And then there's negative people. You've got those people around you that everything that comes out of their mouth is negative. Get as far away from those people as you possibly can. Now, I understand that some of them may be your relatives. That doesn't mean you have to be there every day. And if you are, doesn't mean that you have to allow what they say to stick inside your head. Our next important thing is let go of your inability to say no. Look, I'm a Pisces. I understand Pisces had that kind of wishy-washy thing going, the fish swimming in opposite directions. But somewhere along the line, I had to learn to say no. And you have to learn to say no. You have to learn to say no to drugs. You have to learn to say no to alcohol. You have to learn to say no to unwanted friends or negative food or negative thoughts. You need to learn to say no. When people are pulling you in a direction that is opposite of your dreams and your goals, say this word, no. And finally, please let go of negative TV, let go of negative books and news and negative music that is filled with anger and hate. I urge you to read some of the research done by the late, great Dr. Emoto on this negativity and how it affected water. And what, you're 70, 75% water. You are primarily water. So you are being affected greatly by these negative affirmations in the form of negative TV shows or negative music or negative books. Okay? There you go. You do these 8 things, and I guarantee you, I promise you, that you will be soaring high like a beautiful eagle. Your life will be doing so much better. You'll be manifesting and attracting the life you desire. You'll be happier more often. The sun will be shining. Oh, it's going to be beautiful. It is beautiful. It is. Say it right now. Say, Robert, it is beautiful. Will you post that down below here on YouTube? It is beautiful. And for those of you who are listening on iTunes, hey, take 10 seconds and give us that 5-star and a little it is beautiful recommendation. We would absolutely appreciate it. Thank you. You have a great day because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.